Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno. I'm here once again in the cozy, cozy confines of Studio B and Channel 9. But don't worry, I have some awesome Xamarin content for you. And today, it's actually going to do something a little bit different on the Snackback Edition. We're going to talk about a brand new website that I helped work with some of the community members out there to launch. I'm super excited about it. We blogged about it on the Xamarin blog, and I'll put the links in the show note as well. But essentially, there's an amazing developer community of Xamarin developers all over the world. And a lot of them are building applications, maybe for their job or as independent developers or just in their spare time for fun. And we've really seen blogging and just talking about and sharing not only just code on GitHub, but building applications and how to get through them. And the blogs have just flourished, really, in the community. So what we wanted to do is create sort of a blog aggregator of sorts. So instead of having to go out and find all these different Xamarin blogs that are out there from maybe Xamarin MVPs or just local in your community, maybe developer groups, we wanted to bring everything together in a community-created blog aggregator. So essentially, you have one RSS feed that you can subscribe to. You also have a Twitter account and Facebook page that you can subscribe to get all real-time updates whenever the Xamarin developers are blogging about Xamarin. And we like to call it Planet Xamarin. So let me go ahead and show you what it looks like. And all I need for this is just a browser. So here we are. When you go to planetxamarin.com, you'll be taken to the actual Planet Xamarin homepage. And here you're going to read a little bit about the project. You can see that there's a Twitter and Facebook page, a main RSS feed. And you can read a little bit more about the authors. And if you want to become an author and add yourself to the Planet, you can actually go ahead and go to the Planet Xamarin repository on GitHub. It's all open source. So here you can see, oh, I can add the feed manually. If you're using something like Feedly or some other RSS reader, you can just point it at this page and it'll automatically pick up the RSS. Or you can actually browse through some of the authors. So here are all the authors that are already added today. So you can see this map to zoom around with. And then you can go down and you can actually browse all of the different authors here. Some of them include podcasts, such as my podcast here, Merge Conflict. You can see other things like the Xamarin Show. So it's not just blogging, but it's other rich content here. And of course, all the other developers all over the place. You can come up and you can search. So if you want to search for me, you want to search for Montemagno, there's me. You can see my page, what I do, my Twitter account, things like that. What's nice is you can also tap on the preview. So going to the preview will actually give you the real-time feed of the Xamarin blog. So if you don't want to use an RSS feed reader, you can just simply go to this preview page and bookmark that. And you can browse down and you can see things coming from the official Xamarin blog, from Xamarin developers, and you can read a little bit snippet of the actual blog post. And then, for instance, if you want to go here, you can just say, let me go to the original post, which will take you directly to that blog post. And here's, for instance, the Merge Conflict episode more recently. Now, what I really want to talk about is how we actually crafted and created this actual Planet Xamarin. What was really cool is that it was actually just done in a few days. We worked with some amazing developers over at Redify, which is one of the amazing Xamarin partners out there, to open source their blog aggregator that they use internally. And we handcrafted and created this page together. So let me actually just show you what the GitHub page looks like and how we actually deployed it using Azure. So here actually, if you go to the Planet here, you can actually scroll down. You can see, send the Planet over here, a pull request to the Planet Xamarin GitHub repository. When you tap on that, it'll take you to the project, and you can see all of the source code. We have code of conduct guidelines, a license file, or README. You can learn how easy it is to add yourself to the actual project. It's as simple as implementing an interface here. So I am a community member, I am a Microsoft employee, and you can also filter your blog posts, which is really cool. So if you're a Xamarin MVP or Microsoft MVP, you can add yourself here. And then, for instance, let's say you blog a lot. Maybe you have a whole bunch of different blogs and talking about different products like Xbox or Nintendo stuff. You can just say, I filter my blog posts. And you can actually just say, does my text contain Xamarin in the title, or is my category Xamarin, or something like that. And then all you do is just simply send in a pull request. So I've downloaded the source code, and I can open it here in Visual Studio for Mac, for instance. Let me go ahead and make this a little bit bigger. You can also open it in Xamarin Studio or Visual Studio on the PC. And essentially what you can see is all the different authors that are here. So if I go in and look at myself, for instance, I have my last name, where I'm located at. I have some Gravatar information, my GitHub information, and of course my main blog. And if you have multiple blogs, you can add multiple blogs here. Now what's really cool is this is just a full ASP.NET application. So we can actually go into our views, and if I wanted to go into the preview view, for instance, I can open the CSHTML, and I can actually browse through and see we're for eaching all the feed items, we're getting all the blogger information, and then we're just simply creating the actual user information here on the preview page and a little bit of that preview of the blog. And then here's that view original post. So you can actually help contribute. If there's something on Planet Xamarin that you think could be a little bit better or some other new features that you want to add, you can actually start contributing. So not just adding yourself into here. You can take a look at all the controllers. So here's the feed controller. That's the code behind for it. So the syndication feed that's coming in, the RS feed results that are all coming in to here. So you can download this, you can clone it yourself and see how we built it, maybe deploy it for your own internal company as well, which is really cool. Or what you can do is what we did is we actually set it up all on Azure. So I'm going to make this a little bit bigger. So here's Planet Xamarin. We can actually see the real-time requests coming in, the CPU usage, and our average spend that's coming in. And what we did is we just created a web app. And our web app actually is just pointed at our GitHub project for continuous deployment. So if I actually look at my deployment options, what's really cool is that every single time we can actually see, wow, this is interesting. A new author is being added. It's actually being built right here and actually being deployed. So we use that there to do our continuous building. And then every single time there's a GitHub commit to our master branch, we use Kudo to actually continuously deploy that here. So every single one that's being built here is deployed automatically with no downtime at all. So whenever we're ready to commit, it's all here. We can always roll back to a previous commit. And in fact, every single night, we actually do a backup. So we actually set up continuous backup that's going on right here, which is really cool. So kind of taking this idea of taking Planet Xamarin and taking the best resources that are out there, so leveraging the open source community on GitHub, leveraging things like AppVeyor to do continuous integration, and hosting everything in Azure and doing continuous deployments with a simple GitHub request, which is really cool. So you can see how all this was built. I'll put all the links in the show notes, but I hope that you subscribe to Planet Xamarin and give props to all the amazing developers out there writing all the great content that's available for you. And if you're an author, check it out and add a pull request and we'll pull you into Planet Xamarin. I hope you enjoyed this quick overview of Planet Xamarin. Until next time, I'm James Montemagno. This is The Xamarin Show.